The Leopard by Giuseppe Tomasi di Lampedusa. Read by Corin Redgrave.
Chapter 1. Introduction to the Prince. May 1860. Nunc et in ora mortis nostri, amen. The daily recital of the rosary was over. For half an hour the steady voice of the prince had recalled the sorrowful and the glorious mysteries. For half an hour other voices had interwoven a lilting hum from which, now and again, would chime some unlikely word, love, virginity, death. And during that hum the whole aspect of the rococo drawing-room seemed to change. Even the parrots, spreading iridescent wings over the silken walls, appeared abashed. Even the Magdalene between the two windows looked a penitent, and not just a handsome blonde lost in some dubious daydream, as she usually was. Now, as the voices fell silent, everything dropped back into its usual order or disorder. Bendico, the great Dane, grieved at exclusion, came wagging his tail through the door by which the servants had left. The women rose slowly to their feet, their oscillating skirts as they withdrew, bearing bit by bit the naked figures from mythology painted all over the milky depths of the tiles. Only an Andromeda remained, covered by the soutane of Father Pirone, still deep in extra prayer, and it was some time before she could sight the silvery Perseus swooping down to her aid and her kiss. The divinities frescoed on the ceiling awoke. The troops of tritons and dryads, hurtling across from hill and sea amid clouds of cyclamen pink towards a transfigured Concadoro, and bent on glorifying the house of Selina, seemed suddenly so overwhelmed with exaltation as to discard the most elementary...